So where? Here, there, everywhere. Jesus said that God's neighborhood wasn't something that was coming like the rush of a mighty wind. It's another part of the Bible, and it's another story, but Jesus said that's really not the way it works. It's something silent, barely noticeable, and present right now. But we're always looking for signs of it. We wonder where it is. I think we especially wonder in church. We say things like, "Where are all the people, God?" They're right here among you. That's how Jesus would respond. "Where's all the money, God?" It is right here among you. "How can we make it, God? Are you listening? I am right here among you. You have everything you need. Now go and do." Is it that easy? Or difficult? So where do we begin? Right here, among us. In the Bible, when Jesus says, "The kingdom of God is among you," there's, as you might guess, scholarly debate as to what he really meant. Among you in some translations, within you in some translations, in your midst in other translations, and then the debates begin. So what does it mean to say that the kingdom of God is among you? Is it surrounding you? Okay, that works. The Holy Spirit swirling around, not like the rush of a mighty wind, but this presence. But what about within you? Because that's another translation of it. That means that God is present right here inside. And some people love that because then we walk around and God's presence is in us. And other times people don't like that. They say, well, that means that I'm a God, or that we are our own thing and we don't need God because God is in us. And so that just doesn't work. There's not a community part to that. And then in your midst is a lot like among you. But people debate that and wonder, and couldn't God be in your midst, among you, and within you all at the same time? I think so. It's here. It's everywhere. So if it's here and it's everywhere, what do we have to do to get it? Nothing, right? Because grace is free. We don't have to do anything to earn it. We don't have to do anything to earn God's love, God's presence in our lives. But at the same time, our actions do matter in the universe. They don't change God's love for us, but our actions change things. And so as people who are surrounded by God's presence, as it is among us, within us, in our midst, what do Christians do? Knowing that that's true, or sometimes questioning whether that's true, just knowing who we are as Christians. Well, we do work. We really do. We put our feet on the ground. We do work for justice. We do charity work. We do work for social change. Sometimes we don't agree on what those justice issues are, or that charity, or that social change. But as Christians, we try to make the world a better place. Because Jesus wanted us to make the world a better place. He was trying to make the world a better place for people who were living in awful times, for people who were living with disease. And he changed things. Sometimes not thousands of people at a time, but sometimes just one person at a time. So, grace is free. We're called to do. So what do we do as Christians? One thing we can do is sit in church and worship. But really? Just sit in church and worship? That doesn't seem like the thing that Christians are supposed to do. How about sing the right songs? Or what are the right songs? Or say the right words? And what are the right words? Or pray the right prayers? Dress the right way? Those are some of the rules that we like to set up for ourselves. And church has been setting up those rules for a long time. But if we follow Jesus' words, he didn't care about those particular things. He was about going out and doing. This is our mission statement. I've said it before, and I think we need to we should remind ourselves of it. In response to God's love in Jesus Christ, we seek a right relationship with God and other people through service in a caring community of fellowship, acceptance, and inspiration. As Christians, how do we remain true to our mission statement as St. Paul's United Church of Christ? This is our open and affirming covenant. Together we share the joy of discipleship and service to God with all who desire to join in the life of our church. God created each of us. As recipients of God's grace and love, unearned and freely giving, we are called to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. We celebrate every person as a child of God, created in God's image. We welcome people of every age, economic status, ethnic origin, gender identity and expression, marital status, mental and physical ability, political affiliation, and sexual orientation. How do we remain true to our open and affirming covenant and our mission? These are things that as a congregation we are together in. And we're part of the United Church of Christ. So who are we as UCC? Do you know that there isn't a single word definer? The Baptist Church has the Baptists. The Methodist Church has the Methodists. The Lutherans have the Lutherans. The Quakers have the Quakers. The Catholics have the Catholics. The United Church of Christ has the Uniteds. How about that? Our faith is 2,000 years old. Our thinking is not. On the United Church of Christ website, it says, "We believe in God's continuing testament. This is why we are committed to hearing God's ancient story anew and afresh in our lives and in the world today. We try to remain attentive to God's creative movement in the world. Religion and science are not mutually exclusive, and your head and heart are both welcomed in our places of worship. We prepare our members and leaders to be engaged in ministry in the present and future church, and we embrace all kinds of communities and new modes of thinking. Why? Because God is still speaking." Now, these things that I read, the mission statement, that is something that as a congregation we have bought, we have owned. An ONA covenant, even though we don't always agree on everything, we voted on that and we bought that. We own that. That is part of our identity. As the UCC, we don't always agree with everything, and these are testimonies, not litmus tests. But as part of the UCC, this is part of us, part of our DNA. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. We believe in extravagant welcome. That's why we insist that God's communion table is open, not closed, and God's gift and claim and baptisms are irrevocable. We advocate justice for all. Our congregations extend hospitality as a sign of God's inclusive love. We teach that evangelism, offering bread to those in search of it, is God's mission. Our perspective is global, not provincial. We work with, not against, people of other faiths. Why? Because God is still speaking. And then there's that phrase, never place a period where God has placed a comma. Originally, it came from Gracie Allen, and we have taken that phrase and turned it into this profound theological statement, because we believe the church's mission is to change lives individually, systemically, and globally. We work to make transformation possible, but trust in God's grace. That is why we insist that churches must be places of vitality and worship, learning and advocacy. We are committed to working for justice, and we believe that lives are changed through global experiences and friendships. Why? Because God is still speaking. That's who we are as United Church of Christ, Uniteds. There's some things we believe in the United Church of Christ. We believe that each person is unique and valuable. It is the will of God that every person belong to a family of faith where they have a strong sense of being valued and loved. And we believe that each person is on a spiritual journey and that each of us is at a different stage of that journey. We believe that the persistent search for God produces an authentic relationship with God. engendering love, strengthening faith, dissolving guilt, and giving life purpose and direction. We believe that the UCC is called to be a united and uniting church. From John 17, 21, that they all may be one. In essentials, unity. In non-essentials, diversity. In all things, charity. These UCC mottos survive because they touch core values deep within us. The UCC has no rigid formulation of doctrine or attachment to creeds or structures. Its overarching creed is love. Love and unity in the midst of our diversity are our greatest assets. We believe that God calls us to be servants in the service of others and to be good stewards of the earth's resources. To believe is to care. To care is to do. We believe that the UCC is called to be a prophetic church, as in the tradition of the prophets and the apostles. God calls the church to speak truth to power, liberate the oppressed, care for the poor, and comfort the afflicted. We believe in the power of peace and work for nonviolent solutions to local, national, and international problems. We are a people of possibility. In the UCC, members, congregations, and structures have the breathing room to explore and to hear. For after all, God is still speaking. Those are things that we hold dear as people of faith, as a congregation in the United Church of Christ, as a member of Christ's church, as members of the Church Universal. So how do we engender love, strengthen faith, dissolve guilt, give life purpose and direction? Well, we attend to one another. We attend to God's call in our lives, and we attend to the needs, the wants, the dreams of one another. And sometimes the needs, the wants, the dreams of one another aren't the same, but we respect and we love each other because we know that God loves all of us. How do we exist in the midst of diverse looks, diverse economics, diverse opinions, diverse views of the scriptures, diverse views of the way things are supposed to be? Well, we remember that our overarching creed is love. And we celebrate that unity in the midst of our diversity is among our greatest assets. Remember, we're a people of possibility, with breathing room to explore and to hear, knowing that God is still speaking. And my brothers and sisters, God is among you. Amen.